Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, gossiping.
Do men do that?
It's not gossip anymore.
It's not gossip anymore?
It became conversation. Did you see what happened? It would be just like talking about, actually.
Soccer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mostly men, because they bottle it up all inside. You know, women, we gather the girls, we talk crap and we gossip, and it's all gone, and we feel a little better.
Well, gossiping is idle talk or rumor, especially about the personal or private affairs of others, and that is according to dictionary.com. So, why do people like gossiping? Is it a healthy thing to do or a malicious one? Well, that's our topic tonight, but of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my guest in the house, Raven. Welcome aboard, Raven.
Yeah, the crowd goes wild.
And we have my colleague from the French Africa Service, Trezor. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And of course, on the phone, all the way from Baltimore, One Mic Show host, Humphrey. Welcome aboard, Humphrey.
Yeah, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Oh, konnichiwa.
In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing gossiping. Well, we look forward to an interesting discussion with our guests in studio. Well, I'm trying to find out, is it a healthy thing or is it healthy to be obsessed with gossip? And why do people enjoy gossiping? And if you talk about magazines, gossip magazines sell like peanuts. Well, why is that? Well, I spoke to my colleague, Abdul Shakur Abud, and I wanted to know his take.
When you look at it in religion, I'm not a religious expert.
Okay.
It's one of the biggest sins for people to gossip. And the main reason why gossip is not good is that it creates conflict. Mm. It creates mistrust between people. Gossip, I know, is what is making the biggest money today in the world.
Exactly. And that's what I wanted to ask you. If gossiping is a bad thing, why these newspapers about gossip sell like peanuts?
Because people like to hear gossip. People like to hear what other people are saying.
Exactly.
People are hypocrites. We're not straightforward. I want to hear what Sunday is doing with X, Y, Z. That makes money. That's, you know, it's always that anything prohibited makes money. Drugs is prohibited. That's why people are rich. The people are going to use it to get rich out of it.
Right.
So gossip is also one way that has made people know that. People like to do it. People like to listen to it because they know. I'm sure in all religion we are taught that don't gossip. So they say, why should we not be allowed to gossip? Let's see what is the outcome. And it goes out of control.
But you see people talking about gossiping. Some people say, no, this is just a women business, okay? Women have to do this. And some let me tell you, some women talk to this and say, you know what? We have to, like, venture. We have to talk. We have to say something about our friends, about people. Once we do that, it's like venting sometimes.
Well, it's venting. It's psychologically cleaning your head. But we can talk about it. They can have a reason because we always have to find a way. Human being, be a man or be a woman, we have to find a way of removing whatever we have in our hearts to somebody else. You have to vent. You have to talk to people. So I don't think so. It's only women. Even men gossip. Mm-hmm. They gossip differently.
Okay.
Men don't keep in their heart for a long time. But one should understand why women gossip, because time immemorial, women have always been oppressed by men. Women have been oppressed by society. Women are not allowed to be in the public place. So the only thing they can do is to try and gossip and be quiet. And South African music, blues music, came out so nicely because people were oppressed. So it became the music of a revolution. Gossip is revolution for women. Women are talking because they don't have the space. But today, everybody has the space, and that's why gossip has been, in my point, I might be wrong.
Right.
It's given the place for people to talk. Look at American TV nowadays. You have all this talk shows, people coming in, reality show. Uh-huh. People like to listen to that because they have no place to remove their anger, to remove their anxiety, to talk to somebody. You live in a society where material is the most important thing, and they forget that social life is primordial before anything else. You leave work, you go to work at 7 o'clock, you return to 7 p.m., at your workplace itself, you don't even talk with your colleagues that much. And then you get home, you're tired, you don't even see your neighbors, you don't see anybody. So the only thing else left is to come, gossip. Let's gossip. And I think so that's what's happening.
Thank you, Abdul Shakur Boud. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing gossiping. Well, let's go back to our studio guests. I'll start with you, Raven.
Yes.
Ladies first.
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
They created gossiping.
Yes. I call it... What?
Why do people like gossiping?
I call it juice.
Juice?
I don't call it gossip. I call it juice.
Okay.
So
is it a healthy thing to do while you call it juice or a malicious one?
It's just if you're going around with every single person you can find and gossiping and all that, that's not good. But just between close friends, you know, you get on the phone, you haven't talked to them in a while, you say, ah, what's the juice? What's the gossip? Tell me something. You know, you want to get excited over the phone?
Yeah.
You gotta have the juice every now and again.
Okay, that's what you think. Okay. What about you, Trezor? What's your take on this one, man? Is it a good thing to do, really?
You gotta ask a question to a woman.
Okay.
It is, depends. It all depends. I mean, what is the subject? What are they talking about? You know, it's something that we don't do really often as men. And,
what?
Yeah, we don't really do it. We talk politics. You know, when
you
talk about
it in a different way.
You think so?
You mean mm-hmm. when we're talking about football players and basketball players, we're not gossiping. We're talking sport. It's different.
That's right.
You might talk about this dude did that.
See, this is
this
different.
Girl said that. Yeah.
No, we don't. I mean, it's different. It's different. It's different. You know.
You're an alien. That's why aliens don't gossip.
It's different. See, I think this uh-huh. this area works with most of women, if not all women. If you have three women sitting together, it's called conversation.
Okay.
When one of them leave, it's called gossiping.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
You know, so, you know, this is the way I say it.
That's why you see it. Okay, well.
No, you got to have a little bit of gossip, you know. Otherwise, I mean, it's like motivational almost.
That's what you think.
It gets you alive thinking about what's going on in the world, what other people are doing. It forces you to have an opinion
about
things.
How do you feel when people want to know what you're doing when you're not there?
I wouldn't know if they want to know because I'm not there.
So someone will come and tell you, you know, or I heard people saying this and such things about you.
Oh, you know what? Actually, let me take that back.
You see? You won't like that.
So there's bad gossip, like gossip at work.
And that's why
that's
I asked. Is it a good thing when you talk about somebody?
Yes. Yeah, so,
and he doesn't even know about it or she doesn't even know about it.
Yeah, so I was in a situation.
Or a rumor, so to speak.
I was in a situation at work that was bad. I was having difficulty with my coworkers, and then one of them didn't like me at all. She ended up getting fired. So then she told someone that I didn't know about me. That person B, then told somebody else that I didn't know about me. And then several years later, that person B comes back to me and says, do you know this person? Did you do this? Do you know? It just follows you. And then it affects your workspace.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're trying to build up respect, rapport during work. And then they're bringing stuff from a long time ago that wasn't even true. And you don't even know the person. I don't think gossip is good. If you don't know the person, you shouldn't be talking about them.
Okay, there you go.
You know.
What about you, Humphrey? Tell us, brother.
Okay. Now, men have conversations. We don't gossip. Women gossip.
Okay.
When men are discussing something, we are exchanging ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We are exchanging notes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We are informing one another. We are warning one another about a certain trap that may happen or a certain danger, especially with the fairer sex.
Okay.
Very good and very important.
Uh-huh.
So now, yeah, it's very important. You know, if I know something about Raven that Sunday needs to know,
uh-huh.
or Mr. T needs to know.
Oh.
I will find a way to tell, you know, I will exchange notes. I won't gossip, but I'll tell him, you know, a certain thing happens when you find somebody like this, especially if you meet somebody ABCD. So, you know, this what, you know, ABCD is going to happen. You have to be careful, very careful.
So we're
exchanging notes. We are forewarning one another.
So men
now,
give
women
information.
On the other hand,
men give information and women have speculation.
Exactly.
Okay.
You people based on your, even if you don't know somebody, but oh my God, when you're told something about, let's say someone like Sunday and you've never met him, you are going to run with it like Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Like Usain Bolt.
And that because women put emotion when they're talking about those kind of things, when they talk
Ivory
about
Coast.
Other people.
Why are you talking about? Oh, but women. You said Ivory Coast?
No, I said women. And women from Ivory Coast, too.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Ivory Coast. Okay, never mind.
Women put emotion, you know, when they talk about things. When they say things and they want to talk about it, they put too much emotion, you know. So that takes them to, I mean, gossip as gossip. You know, I mean, before even going to the men and women stuff,
mm-hmm.
It should be just a normal word, you know, like talking about Michael Jordan, talking about, you know, such by people. But the fact is, when women don't like other women, they put emotion, and when they start talking about them, they only saying bad things about them, they hurting them without the other people knowing that.
I think
but
that
when
it,
we talking about other people,
mm-hmm.
we trying to find a way to help them, you know. I mean, not, no, I mean, we're trying to stay positive.
I don't think so.
Well, and I want to come to that later. Like, is this a man thing or women thing? We'll discuss it in a little bit. Just hold it right there.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself.
Welcome back. Gossiping, that's the topic we're discussing tonight. So many interesting views on the issue and so many different ideas. Well, I spoke to Nis, and I wanted to know if gossip is a women's business.
That is very incorrect. Men gossip just as much as ladies.
Really?
They really do. Society just refuse to term it as gossip. Okay. And they say it in a different way. You know, women will, you know, call out and do it in a whisper. Yes, maybe men strategize better when they talk about things that is not really their business. But they do indulge in gossip as much as women do.
And that's why I was wondering, I asked somebody here, like, okay, if that is the case, why these gossip papers sell like peanuts?
Because people always look for something that makes them feel better about themselves.
Right.
When you're going through something, you want to relate to somebody and say, hey, look, it's happening to them too. And it's even better if it's happening to someone that is in the limelight, someone that looks all, that has all the glitz and glamour. Mm-hmm. That's why people are so into the lives of the celebrities or the politicians, because we think they're a little better than us. Some people do. Mm. And when we see them like go through marital problems, you know, propaganda, misappropriation of funds, just like the regular person, it makes us think, wow, we're all the same. And that's why people are so hot about things that are happening to people in the limelight now when it comes to the regular folks.
Mm.
It comes out of jealousy. That's the truth. You know,
or
bitterness. You know, some people just, you know, envy. They just want bad things to happen to people. So it makes them feel a little better when they see their neighbor or their ex-friends or ex-boyfriends or girlfriends going through some things that are not as positive as they would have preferred. So it makes them do the little murmuring in the background. And
right.
That's just the human mind, how it works.
Like, it's a human mind. Well, it's a human mind. I got you for that one. And I see some people talking about gossip. They say, you know what? For some of us ladies, some ladies say that it is easier for us to vent, and we like to sit together and we talk about something, then we end up talking about whoever, somebody else or some people around us. And that's how we do things. So do you think that is the case if they say women, because women vent more than men? Is that what it is?
Yes, you see, men have an egotistical approach when they go through stuff. Most men will not accept that, oh, I am hurting because of a breakup, or I have financial problems, because they have a lot of ego. The world was just made like that, where men are supposedly a little bit ahead of the female species. So they don't want to accept failure. It's a sign of weakness. So they keep it all locked up. They don't vent. Mm. They don't talk about their problems as much as women will, because they think we are the softer gender. You understand? Mm-hmm. But, you know, when a man is ready to open up, he has just as much problems as the woman next to him. But yes, it's true. Men do not open up as much as women because of this ego thing, and men have been put up to, they've been seen as the power of strength. So they think it's weakness. It's, hey, you know, I'm hurting because my marriage failed. I'm hurting because, you know, I lost my job. What do they do? Say, ah, it's water down my back. Oh, I'll just find another woman. Well, you know, that's just money. That's just a car. But really, they're crying inside. And that's why you see some of these crimes are mostly men, because they bottle it up all inside. You know, women, we gather the girls, we talk crap and we gossip, and it's all gone, and we feel a little better.
Okay. Thank you, Nis Nis from Sierra Leone, by the way, of Virginia. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing gossiping. Okay, here's something I came across. When researching this subject, according to South China Morning Post, they said we should think carefully before spreading rumors and telling secrets. A reader, Cecilia Chong, says, gossip, it is junk food to the mind. Well, but we all know how people gossip every day. And so I want to ask you guys, do we blame the ladies, or is this a women game?
Yeah.
And I'll start with you, Raven.
Between the sexes, men create more wars, more environmental problems. They're more crimes. Just statistically, men are always doing these bad things. It's not women that you see with guns on TV shooting each other. It's men that you see with guns on TV shooting. It doesn't matter what race you are, black, white, Asian, whatever. All these men around the world are doing the same things because they don't talk. And I think it's more important, you know, just to talk things out than to resort to fighting. That's the way I see it.
You find that women will carry a grudge for a very long time.
Okay.
Very long time. Whether it was true or not, or whether what was said was true or not, who knows. Mm. But for a guy, he will not carry a grudge for a long time. In fact, after maybe 2 days, they'll be like, yo, man, you know what? You know, it was misunderstood, or this did not happen, or whatever. Let's have a beer. Case closed.
After he punches you in the face. That's what I'm saying. Men are more violent. They fight it out. When they have a problem, they beat each other up, and then they say, let's go for a beer.
First, men fight.
At least we've sorted that out.
First, it takes two.
You said at least we sorted it out.
Yeah, but women, oh my God. She looked at me wrongly and said the wrong thing about my hair. She had her comment about my shoes. Yeah, we should go ahead and eliminate them from the face of the earth.
But that's what men do. That's what
Women do.
No.
That's what women do. You know, the only thing that guys do not, we do not want to be kicked out of the house. We do not want to be kicked out of the bedroom. And we want to be fed and satisfied in another way. And so we are like, you know what? Let's go ahead and just appease this woman so that she doesn't make any more noise.
Exactly. So what you mean, Humphrey, is that men don't gossip.
No, we have conversations.
You're practicing your idea on
other
people.
Yes,
right?
Humphrey, I'm listening to you.
I'm sorry. Women use gossip to tear one another down.
So what it is bottom line, Humphrey, you're not accepting that men gossip. All you say is
not
that women gossip. But I'm trying to find out from Raven here. Do we mean that all those newspaper sales, gossip papers, is that only women buying those magazines?
Usually,
no.
Yeah.
You don't know. You can't say usually.
Mm-hmm.
How millions
most of
people
the time
buy those papers? You can't say most of the time. You're just saying most of the time. You don't have any proof.
Right.
I won't even go far.
Uh-huh.
Raven.
Yeah.
Of the women of the housewives of the whatever, which one is your favorite?
Atlanta Housewives.
Okay, thank you.
Don't play
what
me.
About Khloe Kardashian or Kim? Do you watch the Kardashians?
No, I don't watch that. That's the only show that I watch on TV. You know why? I have a different reason.
Okay,
I watch Atlanta.
Do you watch Housewives of Atlanta?
No, I've never had a chance to watch.
Do you watch Housewives of Atlanta?
First time hearing about it.
Okay, thank you.
No, listen.
Do you watch Sunday? Do you watch the Premier League?
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch the Premier League?
Sure.
No.
Okay, thank you.
I don't even
case.
Know what that is. No, it's a difference in interest. And the reason why I watch Housewives of Atlanta is not because I like gossip, but because I like seeing black people on TV.
Okay.
You can't find a lot of shows like Black Sugar.
So let me ask you, Raven. I mean, of all the shows, is only the Housewives of Atlanta you see black people?
Thank you.
Any other shows with black people?
You don't watch them on news?
You don't often see shows with black people.
So you're talking about reality shows?
No. There's so few shows that there are a lot of black people on. There's so few of them that when they come up, it's like, oh, another black show.
No, we don't totally disagree. I'd rather watch Mary Jane.
Okay.
Wait, so right now there's Mary Jane,
a very good show. Mm-hmm.
There's a Scandal's not really a black show, but one of the main characters is a black
woman.
What
about Blackish?
Blackish? I haven't watched that. I feel like
you see?
I'm not interested in it. We can't even get black shows and then all of a sudden it goes to Blackish.
So Humphrey, what you're saying is what Raven is looking here to see is where there is gossip.
She just wants to see those ladies fight and exchange and cut. And by the way, here's the irony.
I'm amazed that these women have so much money and have nothing better to do. But I'm saying, the reason why I watch it, I'm amazed that those women have so much money and they have nothing better to do but throw negativity at each other.
Yeah, so if you get back to our topic for you, Raven, there's nothing wrong about gossiping. Even if you're talking about somebody's stuff, or somebody's things behind their back, it's all about talking. To you, there's nothing wrong.
It's not good to gossip with people you don't know because you don't know how they're going to share that information. But if it's just like your close friend and you want to talk about something that's worrying you, mm-hmm. I think that's fine. I think it's healthy. You need to learn how to express yourself. And gossip is one of the ways you can express. You can express yourself in a classroom. You can express yourself, you know, with you know, when you're going shopping, you can talk to the shopping clerk or whatever, or you can get your friend on the phone and talk about some of the things that are bothering you.
But what about when we come to the definition, we're talking about somebody's affairs, private affairs.
Sandy, what's gossip again? Redefine gossip for me, please.
It says talking about rumor or personal or private affairs of others. So how about that?
Of others that you know is good. Of others that you don't know is not good.
Whether you know them or not, Raven.
No, because you have a right. You're talking about something that's worrying about you. There's something that's worrying you that of someone that you're connected to.
What about for those celebrities out there? When you see those gossip magazines about, you don't even know about them, but do you think that is also okay to talk about?
I just look at it.
No, it's not okay.
Like when Beyonce was in the elevator with Solange and Jay-Z and whatever. I looked at it and I was like, and then I moved on.
And you didn't want to.
He probably was analyzing it for five seconds.
That's some good juice, and I moved on.
You see, exactly.
Good juice. You gotta stop and get a little bit of juice. You know, you can't just go to work with no juice. You gotta get some juice, some oatmeal.
So I think Humphrey Raven is coming to your point that this is something that ladies would do because they like to hear some juice about people.
Thank you.
What
about this? What about the instance with Ray Rice and his wife in the elevator, and he punched her so hard he knocked her out on the, you know, is that gossip when you're talking about that? Everybody was concerned about that. I think there's good and bad gossip.
Yeah, I mean, gossip is supposed to be something that people don't know. And then you're reporting to other people. And then you put
And it's a private matter. And you talk about it.
But that was on TV. Everybody saw that. That was news.
Gossip is just things that you don't know about? No.
Yeah, that was kind of news. That was on TV. Mm-hmm. And that was something that
everybody knew. The definition is personal matters. The definition is personal matters that you're sharing with other people. That's a very personal matter between a wife and a husband, you know, that he's abusing his wife. That's personal.
It would be personal if they did in a bedroom or in a home, I mean, in her house. When they spoke, when they came and do it. In front of a camera, you knew people were.
Thank
that.
You.
That mean they didn't want it to be personal. Maybe they wanted to, you know,
the world to see, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying
people didn't talk about them so much on TV and radio.
As long as it's done out in public, it's okay to talk about it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what Trevor's saying.
Okay,
yeah.
So do men do that?
That is not gossip anymore.
It's not gossip anymore.
It became conversation. Did you see what happened? It would be just like talking about soccer. Yeah.
Yeah. Then tell me an example of gossip that's personal that we shouldn't talk about.
I'll tell you, like Jay-Z being part of some kind of secret society.
Nobody has proof of it. People go on TV and go like, oh yeah, I know. I saw by myself.
Jay-Z
what
is
you
Illuminati.
Say?
I hate it when people say that. Yeah.
And that's the problem.
That's gossip.
That's bad gossip. You know,
here's another one, Raven.
Okay.
Let's say me and you are not married.
We aren't married. That's the truth.
Okay, fine. Yeah, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, we are not married. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm witness. You're not married.
Okay, we are not married.
Okay.
However, mm-hmm. and we at one point, you know, we dated, let's say, and, you know, we were intimate and all that.
What?
Or, okay, not necessarily, okay. you know, dated or whatever. We just got intimate. But then one day, you know, I'm sitting with the boys and I'm like, let me tell you something.
Oh.
That Raven girl, I don't care. Even if she was the last person on this earth,
mm-hmm.
I will never, ever, ever, I would rather become celibate. I would never touch her in an intimate way.
And then they said, why? And then you
said,
because.
That is gossip. And then I go further.
Gossip.
Exactly. That is gossip.
And that's what, and you're saying men won't do that, right?
Well, it depends because
Okay.
like, you know what? I will tell you one thing.
Yeah.
If you go in there, do not say that you are not warned because maybe Raven might be crazy.
Oh, so you're saying when it's matters of relationships and when you want to warn one guy about a woman to another guy, then you need to know.
It's conversation. We are providing notes.
Raven, do you accept that?
Yeah, but in that case, it depends. It depends. Why you and your friend will be talking about? If you said, no, you're talking about these woman things just to talk about it, that'd be gossip. But if you want to ask for...
Gossip, I was saying that was gossip.
Cautionary measure.
Yeah, if you want them to tell you what to do, you won't be gossiped.
Cautionary, just to protect them or something?
Yeah, as they say in French.
Yeah,
you know,
one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Trezor. Oh, yeah, you know. Exactly.
Say your name, Trezor.
I know.
So if you consider this woman Raven... myself, maybe you consider me trash, but then the other person, your friend, might consider me a treasure. So why do you want to ruin it for them? Why do you want to ruin it for them? Just let them find out for themselves.
Exactly.
You never know.
Can you respond?
You can respond, Mike.
No, you may not.
They say that birds of a feather flock together, correct?
Yeah.
So if I know my boy, Sandy,
uh-huh.
and we flock together,
uh-huh.
and I tell him, my friend, that over there is danger,
yeah.
trust me, it's danger for him. Because we flock together because we are similar.
Yeah, and then you stay alone.
Well, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back in a moment. Let's Talk, that's the program you're tuned to, and our topic tonight is gossiping. Well, it's time now for the unusual story of the week.
Jack Warner, the former FIFA executive who was arrested on corruption charges last week, inadvertently cited a fake news article as true in a video addressing the allegations. In the video posted to his Facebook, Mr. Warner holds out a printout of an article from The Onion announcing that the 2015 World Cup will be held in the United States, beginning May 27th. Obviously, as soccer fans know, the World Cup takes place every 4 years, and the next games will be held in 2018 in Russia. You would think that such a high-ranking FIFA official would know this piece of public information. For Let's Talk, I'm Damisi Fowley, and this is VOA.
Thank you, and that's it for our show on gossiping. A big thank you to our guest, Raven Moore. Thank you for coming, Raven. Thank you to my colleagues, Abdushakur Aboud, and of course, my colleague, Trezor, from the French to Africa Service. Thank you, Trezor.
You're welcome.
All right, and of course, on the phone, we have our friend, One Mic Show host, Humphrey. Thank you, Humphrey.
Merci. Konnichiwa.
Merci beaucoup.
Sandy, thank you for having me.
All right. Also, our producer is Jackson Mvungwanyi. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a voicemail. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be, get this, rap music. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat, host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you.
That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.